Now, we're going to talk about your safari experience shortly, but can you give me one word? How was it?
Spectacular.
That's a good word.
And speaking of spectacular, there's an event coming up on Saturday that we need to talk about, because it is 96 years since the Red Hill Agricultural Society staged the first of their annual shows on the Mornington Peninsula, which is Melbourne's Bayside playground. But it used to be a food bowl with fruit trees, cattle, sheep, grazing and working farms. Now, the peninsula, about an hour from Melbourne and 2 hours to go all the way to the heads at Portsea, has become a place where many are permanent residents and commute to the city and back, where hobby farms have carved up the broadacres and where the crowds flock on weekends and public holidays. Red Hill is defying the odds with its continued success, and Graham Kemlow speaks to the executive officer, Beck Davis, from the Red Hill Show about what to expect this weekend, and there is plenty. Graham Kemlow speaking with Beck Davis there about Saturday's annual show at Red Hill. I do love a good country show. For information or to buy tickets, go to redhillshow.com.au.
And if you buy online, Helen, you get a cheaper ticket. I think it's like at the gate it'll be $90 for a family, two adults and three kids, but there's a discount if you buy online. So there's a little bit of incentive to do something. These agricultural shows might be starting to dwindle in parts of the country. Certainly down at Red Hill on the Mornington Peninsula, they're going gangbusters. They're in their 96th year. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Beck.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be able to speak to somebody who's got the this fantastic legacy of 96 years now. I'm not for 1 minute suggesting you've been there for all that time. But you've obviously inherited a terrific event down there that's still strongly supported.
Look, I have, and agriculture, of course, has changed dramatically down here on the Mornington Peninsula in the last 96 years. But we still have a focus on things like sheep, cattle. We've changed from, I guess, apple orchards to olives and vineyards, and we'd like to celebrate it all here at the Red Hill Show.
Yeah, I bet you do. And you've got a terrific location down there. It's a fairly large space because it's used for markets and things, which I've been to. How many people are you expecting?
Well, generally we have between about 13 and 15,000 people that head down to the showgrounds.
Okay.
It is a gorgeous location on Arthur Seat Road. We do extend right down the back, and it's beautiful vistas out here. Parking, we use paddocks nearby, so we have a fantastic relationship with all of our nearby paddocks.
Right.
And there's, yeah, just so much for the families and kids to enjoy. It really is an amazing celebration of what we do best down here in terms of food.
There are large sheds there, so it's not if it happens to be too hot or too wet, people can retreat to the covered areas, but there's also large open spaces too, are there not?
Oh, absolutely. And we have umbrellas. We have a music zone where people can listen to music, and the alpacas are in our biggest shed, alpaca shows, cattle. We've got a big sheep marquee. Listen, it is going to be a warm one, but certainly if you come up in the morning, it doesn't warm up until after lunch. And there's so much activity and adventure up here.
Right, people can turn up for breakfast, I reckon. Bacon, egg rolls, that sort of thing?
Oh, 100%. Fantastic. Coffee, and then for lunch, we've got, for example, Gorgeous Harry from Flinders Mussels. You can enjoy a plateful of freshly packed mussels while you're drinking a local cider or a local beer.
They are good too. I've had the Flinders mussels. So I'm down at Flinders a bit.
It's
a great part of the world.
It is. And our stage is the highlight. So the MP Paddock stage, we've got a naked pavlova competition this year. So
what
bring
does
up
a naked pavlova? The maker's not naked. I assume it's not iced or something.
It is. It's just a pavlova base that will be judged, and then we have some fantastic celebrity chefs that will be showing us their take on a traditional pavlova. So they'll be dressing the undressed pavs after judging, which is super exciting. Richard Cornish.
And for those who may not know about Australia's love for pavlova, it comes from a Russian ballerina, doesn't it?
It does, supposedly. And I mean, we do fight between New Zealand and Australia as who invented the PAV first. So this will be an interesting one. And then we've got the apple pie competition. So we have esteemed judges from William Anglis that come up and judge the apple pie. And that is a hotly contested event. There's $500 prize money riding on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So here at the Red Hill Show, we really have tried to go back and celebrate our agriculture up here. So the apple orchards, we've got the apple pies, we've got the ciders. And then even, you know, Cam Hines will be up on stage talking this year about the edible sea greens that are produced from edible kelp. Very exciting stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be interesting for people who've not tried those sort of things before. We may be forced to eat those things eventually, along with insects and things, eh?
That's right. That's right. I haven't got quite the edible insects up here, but we do have beautiful gourmet mushrooms. We'll have actually Rocky Creek strawberries dipped in chocolate. Just wonderful things up here.
Right. So it's a food fest, no question.
It is a food fest. It's also a celebration. We'll have the novelty dog show, the agility dogs. We'll have dog high scramble. And then, of course, animals right down to the smallest pet fancy rats. Kids can hold and see the rat display. So it is quite a great day.
Yeah, it does sound like certainly it's got a good orientation for the kids.
Oh, amazing. And once you've bought your entry ticket, everything's free. So there's no extra charge for rides. And, of course, there is always the fairground rides. We have the Australian Mountain Boarders here that not only do demonstrations, but they also teach the kids how to mountain board. So one of our mandates is really to make it an interactive show. So kids not just watch, but really get involved, participate, enjoy rock climbing. We have our local Red Hill Riders, which are a mountain bike crew as well. So it's very exciting. The community gets involved.
Yeah, well, it sounds great. How many months in advance are you planning, or are you already working on next year's?
Look, it basically is a year-long planning event. We run on an amazing team of volunteers. Like I said, we are the largest community event on the Mornington Peninsula. And we are one of the remaining independent agricultural societies. And so it all comes down to volunteers, people come out of the woodwork to help, not just in the sections, so the art, the craft. Yesterday we were receiving our honey entries. So the beekeepers, Shoreham Beekeepers and Fiona help coordinate all of our honey entries that will be judged. So it really is huge. We have over 2,000 entries in the show across all different classes and sections.
Fantastic. Now, Beck, do you raise funds from this event that then go to some charitable cause, or are you just trying to self-fund each year?
Yeah, no, the way we work is we are a not-for-profit organisation, so all of our community groups participate in the Red Hill Show free of charge, and then we pay certain groups. So, example, our Indigenous local group Willowarain down at Hastings, they come up, they have their bush nursery up here, so they'll talk to you about bush plants, native bush plants, edible bush plants you can purchase. They also have their giant creatures walking around entertaining the kids. Then the Red Hill Football Club will be running a whole lot of carnival games. So we'll have your classic tug of war, football handballs, and the famous barter gumboot throw, which is such a hit. that's actually emceed by Steve Vizard, comes up, and right. You have no idea how popular the barter gumboot throw is.
Funds
raised goes back into our community. We've had a grant to build a huge community shed here, which we lend out infrastructure to other community groups running their own events.
Right. Now, it's a good cause. So how long do you reckon people should spend at the show?
Oh, look, all day, honestly.
Really?
I know I'm a bit biased, but there seriously
bit, but
is something
okay.
to do.
There's, so you can probably have breakfast, lunch and maybe afternoon tea.
Oh, 100%. And at the end of the day, once we wrap up the food stage, we have an amazing local band, the Warrains. So finish off your food, finish off your cider, your local craft beer, and enjoy the sounds of the Warrains. You know, what better afternoon?
Right. And what time do you actually officially shut the gate?
We officially shut at 5:30. 5:30 in the evening. So gates open at 8:30, yep. Close at 5:30.
Okay. So probably a bit like the elections, get there early, eh? Vote early, vote twice.
Oh, 100%. Come in, get there early, enjoy your morning coffee, walk around the showgrounds. Kids can have face painting, pony rides. Then you can relax, have your morning tea, listen to the bands. We've even got the Royal Navy band playing up here. So much for everyone to do all day.
Right. And where will most of your visitors come from, Beck? Are they coming from town, or is this a sort of a big peninsula event?
Look, it is. It's actually quite funny because a lot of our locals do escape on the long weekend. We actually, look, almost half come from Melbourne. Also the Gippsland Way, they come across from Phillip Island. It really is a, you know, almost a statewide event, if you like.
How do you rate it against the Royal Show in September?
Oh, we're exactly like the Royal Show, just on a smaller scale.
Right.
if anything, we're probably more back to our basic roots of agriculture here. We
right.
really celebrate, you know, kids can go into the poultry shed and see the chickens and touch the chickens. Yes, we have petting farms and we have the native animals. The other exciting thing we've added this year is a new environmental zone. So there will actually be electric vehicles on site from BMW, Kia and the Good Car Co. So that's going to be exciting. And for the first 500 people that get to the showgrounds, they can pedal their own smoothie. So strawberries donated by Rocky Creek, and you can pedal power your own smoothie.
Okay.
So it's all happening.
Well, it does sound like it's all happening. You don't need to ring anybody. You can go to the website. What's the web address, Beck?
Yeah. Yep. Jump on our website. So it's redhillshow.com.au.
Yep.
You can see the full program up online.
Yep.
And then you can also enter your exhibits if you haven't done so already. We'll be cutting off soon. And it's not too late. But yeah, purchase your tickets online. It is cheaper to buy them at the moment online than at the gate.
And do you have a family price?
Family price at the gate will be $90, and that's 2 adults and 3 kids. And like I said, once you're inside, all the activities are free.
Well, that's a good deal. I think that's a good deal. You're very hard to entertain 5 people for a whole day for $90.
100%, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. It's giving everyone the best experience that they can have.
Well, if you're listening in the US, this is like the state fair for part of Melbourne that's very, very popular, Mornington Peninsula. It certainly fills up on holiday weekends like this one. So get over here and get down and have a look at it all. Thanks, Beck. Been terrific talking with you, and good luck with the event on Saturday.
Amazing. And we'll hopefully chat again before our 100th.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me, Graham.
Graham Kemlow speaking with Beck Davis there about Saturday's annual show at Red Hill. I do love a good country show. For information or to buy tickets, go to redhillshow.com.au.
And if you buy online, Helen, you get a cheaper ticket. I think it's like at the gate, it'll be $90 for a family, 2 adults and 3 kids. But there's a discount if you buy online. So there's a little bit of incentive to do something.
Good tip.